My name is Clay G. Coleman. I'm a Wurundjeri Noongar woman born in West Australia. My ancestral country is in the south coast of WA, and I currently live and work in Nam. My essay for the She Persists volume is called Aboriginal Feminism and Gender. Gandhi Returns is a work of text or felt tip pen on paper done in 2013 by Australian artist Texter Queen. It's a self-portrait showing that the heroes we revere in their cis straightness are not necessarily the heroes we should support. By drawing Gandhi as a self-portrait, as a non-binary, non-cis person, the art unpacks how religion has been part of the structure of oppression that has continually made life more difficult for LGBTIQ plus members of the community. Texter Queen, in drawing this art, has challenged us to question the way our culture and beliefs and our idea of who are the heroes of our society has affected how we think of ourselves, and how that has affected the people who do not fit in the idea of what we think we are. Because of the overwhelming methodologies performed by the act of colonization, we cannot really truly know how accepted queer, non-binary, transgender and homosexual and lesbian cultural positionings were accepted by Indigenous cultures around the world. And we know that there are LGBTIQ communities within Indigenous communities. We also know that, well, I know personally that Indigenous Australia is not as homophobic and transphobic as we've all been taught it is. In my experience, it's very unusual to suffer an attack of transphobia or homophobia in an Indigenous community. I think it's important that we begin to understand that the homophobia inherent in Australia came with the boats in 1788. Throughout the history of this post-colonial world, or the colonial world, because we're not yet post-colonial, anthropologists have not been particularly enamoured with the idea of recording gender and sexuality diversity in the cultures they've recorded. I imagine quite strongly that there was an intent to erase diverse gender and sexuality identities. And this erasure was because European Christian societies have erased homosexuality in their own context. Now, the question is, how much of this erasure of homosexuality, gender diversity, lesbianism, bisexuality, non-binary culture within white people's understanding of Aboriginal culture was driven by colonization? We do know, though, that historically, non-standard behaviours, non-standard culture, people who do not fit within the Christian idea of maleness and femaleness, tended to not be recorded throughout the world. I've never been afraid of a homophobic attack while within an Aboriginal community, and I've been to them more than once. The evidence from my personal experience of life is that Aboriginal communities are less homophobic than mainstream Australia. Artists such as Texter Queen, in producing art and in just living an authentic life, have an ability to encourage straight cis culture to understand that gender diversity is not the enemy. By creating art that celebrates, embraces, loves, and is proud of queer identities, art can not only teach the people who are not part of those identities that those identities are not the enemy, but it can teach people from within the LGBTIQ community that our community and our identity is something to be proud of, not something to be ashamed of. I think there's no limit to the power of art to change society. I think nothing can change society faster or more profoundly than art can. So the work of artists in changing the way people think is without question the most powerful force in changing the way people think. So art like that by Texter Queen has a profound effect on the way our society thinks of itself. I think it's important to not underestimate the power of art. I think it's important to acknowledge that alternative identities or identities outside of the mainstream need an opportunity to express ourselves in art. I think community is essential in accepting, tolerating, and empowering people of diverse backgrounds to produce art so that we can speak of ourselves and maybe people can understand it. Examination or understanding of the art and cultural expression of the LGBTIQ plus community can help the wider community to further understand, firstly, what it's like to be oppressed, and secondly, how to be more accepting of others no matter what their cultural, linguistic, or sexuality or gender backgrounds are.